are checked. Om Gyana Timirandhasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurn Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Manopistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mayam Dathati Shapadantikam. I thought you were making a new melody for Madhava. Okay. So we'll read something this evening about the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Arbitrarily, we're in Madhya Lila, chapter 16. Kodo Jnanam Gauramekha Sinchan Svalokanamritai Bhavagni Dagda Janata Viruta Samajivayat. Okay, there's an incompatibility problem here. Generally, Srila Kaviraj Goswami begins each chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita with a Sanskrit verse. So here he says, by the nectar of his personal glance, the cloud known as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu poured water upon the garden of Gauradesh and revived the people who were like creepers and plants burning in the forest fire of material existence. Jaya Jaya Gora Chandra, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gora Bhakta Vrinda. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to go to Vrindavan, and Maharaj Prataparudra became morose upon hearing this news. The king called for Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Ramananda Roy and spoke the following submissive words to them. Please endeavor to keep Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here at Jagannath Puri. Now he's thinking of going elsewhere. Without Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this kingdom is not pleasing to me. Therefore, please try to devise some plan to enable the Lord to stay here. Maharaj Prataparudra was intensely attached to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to leave and go to Vrindavan, then the king was feeling morose. So he made that request. So Ramananda Roy and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya requested the Lord to first observe the Rath Yatra festival. No, I moved ahead. First, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself consulted with Ramananda Roy and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, saying, I shall go to Vrindavan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was eager to go to Vrindavan, the place of Lord Krishna's pastimes. So they requested the Lord to first observe the Rath Yatra festival, then when the month of Kartik arrived, he could go to Vrindavan. So that means like July. So wait till actually after the festival, so that means wait till October, November, then go. But when the month of Kartik came, they both told the Lord, now it's very cold, it's better that you wait to see Rath Yatra festival and then go, the Dol Yatra festival, and then go. That will be very nice. Very cold in Vrindavan and Kartik, so better that you wait and go in Dol Yatra, that means March. In this way, they both presented many impediments indirectly, not granting the Lord permission to go to Vrindavan. They did this because they were afraid of separation from him. So it wasn't only the king's request, but they personally also felt that, oh, the Lord is going to leave us. So they were, by roundabout means, trying to prevent him. Although the Lord is completely independent and no one can check him, he still did not go without the permission of his devotees. The extraordinary nature of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that although he's svatantra, he's completely independent, he didn't want to go without the permission of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya Ramananda Roy, his closest confidants and advisors. This is Krishna's nature. Although he's independent, he performs the pastime of becoming dependent on his devotees. Then for the third year, all the devotees of Bengal wanted to return again to Jagannath Puri. They all gathered around Advaita Acharya, and in great jubilation, the Acharya departed for Puri to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Although the Lord told Nityananda Prabhu to stay in Bengal and spread ecstatic love of God, Nityananda left to go see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who can understand Nityananda Prabhu's ecstatic love? He overstepped the order of the Lord and went anyway with the other devotees to Puri. All the devotees of Navadvip departed, including Acharya Ratna, Vidyaniti, Srivas, Ramai, Vasudev, Murari, Govinda, and his two brothers, and Raghava Pandit, who took bags of assorted foods. The inhabitants of Kulin Gram, carrying silken ropes, also departed. So these bags of Raghava Pandit are described later in the Antya Leela, bags full of food prepared by his sister Damayanti for the satisfaction of the Lord. These silken ropes were... This was a service given to the inhabitants of Kulin Gram to bring silken ropes for pulling the Rath Yatra cart of Lord Jagannath. Nadahari, Sri Raghunandan, who were from the village of Kunda, and many other devotees also departed. Who can count them? Shivananda Sen, who was in charge of the party, made arrangements to clear the tax collecting centers. He took care of all the devotees and happily traveled with them. So this is an enormous undertaking, actually, to travel from Navadvip to Jagannath Puri. Now we get on the train in the afternoon or the evening, and in the morning we're there. But to travel on foot from Jagannath Puri, from Navadvip to Puri, is a major undertaking. I did it with the Padayatra party in 1986, going the opposite direction from Puri to Navadvip. That took some time, and we were just traveling, I guess it's on Highway 1, where everything is, you know, just a straight line. You just walk, just follow the highway, and you'll get there. But at this time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there were jungles, there was no proper road as we would know them today. There were wild animals. animals. There was no regular, there were all sorts of outlaws going around. The one thing that was organized were the tax collectors. Everything else can be in chaos, but the tax collectors will always be organized. So they had their tolls set up for collecting tax, and that was another impediment to overcome. That was everything. Where to get food, where to stay, proper water, place to bathe, security, all of these issues. So they had a very expert person in the form of Shivananda Sen, who was very capable of getting everything done. Their different devotees had different capabilities. There was another devotee, Vasudev Dutt, who was a wonderful kirtan leader and so merciful that he was ready to give his to stay in this material world forever so that the other conditioned souls could be released. So he was such an exalted devotee, but he couldn't manage his finances. He couldn't handle the financial side of things. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu put Shivananda Sen in charge of Vasudev Dutt's treasury. So we can understand Shivananda Sen must have been a very capable, what we say, together, a very competent person. And he took the full responsibility for getting this party of countless devotees, which means many, many, from Navadvip to Jagannath Puri annually to get the darshan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not only get his darshan, but to spend serious time, what, a month, more than a month, with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I think several months they stayed. So Shivananda Sen took the responsibility, handling the tax collectors, handling everything else, and bringing the devotees there. He took care of all the necessities the devotees required. In particular, he made arrangements for residential quarters, and he knew the roads of Orissa. On your own, how would you get from here to there, or a group of people on their own? It's very difficult. You need some organizer. So he was a very capable person and a great devotee. That year, all the devotees' wives, Thakuranis, also went to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sita Devi, the mother of Achyutananda, went with Advaita Charja. Srivas Pandit took with him his wife, Malini, and the wife of Shivananda Sen also went with her husband. Chaitanya Das, the son of Shivananda Sen, also jubilantly accompanied them as they went to see the Lord. The wife of Chandrasekhar also went. I can't describe the greatness of Chandrasekhar's love for the Lord. To offer Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu various types of food, all the wives of the great devotees brought from home various dishes that pleased Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the Thakuranis also went. It's mentioned that year. That means not every year they were going. But that year all the wives also went to come on the party to be with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they all cooked for the pleasure of the Lord. That service they undertook. Everyone has a particular service to do, so Shivananda Sen was managing the whole party. Other devotees were doing other services. And the ladies all brought various preparations from home to please the Lord. generally the ladies, Indian ladies especially, and Bengali ladies are very good cooks and know so many different preparations. I was just in Ghana, and the devotees there had a neem tree in the front, but I said, do you know how to cook with this neem? And nobody knew. And there were banana flowers, banana trees with flowers growing. I said, do you know how to cook these banana flowers? So they didn't know. But one Bengali lady happened to be in their congregation. So they consulted that Bengali lady, and they learned how to make neem with eggplant, and they learned how to make mocha with this banana flour preparations. So all of these ladies were very expert, and they used their skills to please Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As stated, Shivananda Sen, did we lose power here? Yes, we did. Okay, got it. As stated, Shivananda Sen made all arrangements for the party's necessities. In particular, he pacified the men in charge of levying taxes and found resting places for everyone. So when you have a big party, these are the things. Where are we going to stay? Where are we going to eat? What are we going to eat? Where? What's the road? How far? Which way? These on Padayatra, there's not a whole lot of fancy concerns. Where are we going to stay? How are we going to eat? Which way do we walk? So, and how do we get past the toll collectors? Well, Shivananda Sen managed all of that. He also supplied food to all the devotees and took care of them along the way. Somebody may cut their feet, somebody may have this problem or that problem. There's always so many, something coming up. He took care of everything. In this way, feeling great happiness, he went to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Jagannath Puri. When they all arrived at Remuna, they went to see Lord Gopinath in the temple there. Advaitacharya danced and chanted. All the priests of the temple had previously been acquainted with Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Therefore, they all came to offer great respects to the Lord. That night, all the great devotees remained in the temple, and the priests brought 12 pots of condensed milk, which they placed before Lord Nityananda Prabhu. When the condensed milk was placed before Nityananda Prabhu, he distributed the prasadam to everyone, and thus everyone's transcendental bliss increased. They then all discussed the story of Sri Madhavendra Puri's installation of the Gopal deity, and they discussed how Gopal begged sandalwood from him. It was Gopinath who stole condensed milk for the sake of Madhavendra Puri. This incident had been previously related by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. Remuna is in Orissa. It's the place of Kshirachora Gopinath. The story is told elsewhere in Chaitanya Charitamrita, how the Gopal deity was discovered in Vrindavan by Madhavendra Puri, excavated from beneath the ground by Srila Madhavendra Puri, and how the deity told Madhavendra Puri that now I'm feeling very hot, I need some sandalwood and some camphor, which you could please get from Jagannath Puri. And then he undertook that journey again, a still bigger journey, not only from Navadvip but from Vrindavan to Puri. So along the way he came to Remuna, where he heard from the deity of Gopinath that this sandalwood can be given to me, and that will be the same as giving it to Gopal. There's no difference, Gopal, Gopinath, I'm the same person, so you rub it on my body here, I'll be satisfied over there. And the same deity of Gopinath stole some kshir for Chandrapuri had heard about the offering of this special condensed milk preparation for Gopinath. And he was thinking that if I could get a taste of this, then I could make the same thing for Gopal. Now you taste it and then you figure out how it's to be made. But then he felt very bad because while it was still being offered, he was thinking about tasting it. So he was feeling very unhappy with himself and he went away. But then that night the pujari had a dream in which the deity said that I've kept aside some cheer for this Madhavendrapuri. There's a devotee, Madhavendrapuri, he's sleeping someplace in the market, off to the side. So you find him out. I've kept behind my cloth, I've kept some one pot of this cheer. So the pujari woke up and he took his bath and he saw that actually that pot was there where the deity said he kept it, and he went out and found Madhavendrapuri and delivered that sweet rice or condensed milk. And then Madhavendrapuri took that with great happiness, but then he thought, as soon as people come to hear about all this, everybody's going to be after me. So he left quickly before he could become wrapped up in fame and adoration. So this was discussed by Nityananda Prabhu with the devotees as he'd heard it from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This same narration was again related by Lord Nityananda to all the devotees, and their transcendental bliss increased as they heard the same story again. Walking and walking in this way, the devotees arrived at the city of Cuttack, where they remained for a day and saw the temple of Sakshi Gopal. This padayatra is a very nice program, just walking and walking, chanting Hare Krishna. I think sometimes there was padayatra here in Mauritius. Do you still do that? No. Some years ago there was padayatra. It was a very nice program. Huh? Chanting Hare Krishna, walking and walking. Of course, they weren't just wandering about, but they had a destination. They were all keen to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I know it. I was thinking of Fiji, where they were doing that. Fiji and Mauritius, they're quite similar. Climate is similar, many ways similar. In Fiji, they organized nice padayatra going around different areas. So they came to Cuttack. Cuttack is still a major city in the northern part of Orissa. And there they saw the temple of Sakshi Gopal. And Nityananda Prabhu described the activities of Sakshi Gopal, and the transcendental bliss increased in the minds of all the Vaishnavas. So that's another great story, how the deity became a witness for the sake of his devotee. I don't think I'll tell that whole narration. Wonderful story. Chapter 5 of Madhya Lila. You can read about Sakshi Gopal. Everyone in the party was very anxious at heart to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, they hastily went on to Jagannath Puri. Imagine that you're walking and you're walking, and you know that when you reach the end, you're going to get to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That was the position of these devotees. They were in Nabadeep, and they're walking and walking, and when we get to Jagannath Puri, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be there, and we'll all get to see him. So they were moving hastily. They arrived at a bridge, Ataranala, and when they arrived there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, hearing the news of their arrival, sent two garlands with Govinda. He offered offered them, Govinda offered them to Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu, who both became very happy. They began chanting the holy name of Krishna on that very spot, and dancing and dancing in this way, Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu reached Jagannath Puri. The garland of the Lord is none different from the Lord himself. Then, for the second time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent garlands through Swarup Damodar and other personal associates. Thus they went forward, sent by the son of Mother Shachi. When the devotees from Bengal reached Lake Narendra in Puri itself, Swarup Damodar and others met them and offered them the garlands given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all these devotees are coming, and he's greeting his devotees, honoring his devotees, expressing his appreciation and love for his devotees by sending them these garlands. When the devotees finally reached the Lion Gate, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard the news and personally went to meet them. Then he and all his devotees visited Lord Jagannath. Finally, accompanied by them all, he returned to his own residence. Vaidyanath Roy and Kashi Mishra then brought a large quantity of prasadam, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed it with his own hand and fed them all. Now this is really getting good. You've reached Jagannath Puri, you've seen Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In his company you've gone to see Lord Jagannath, and now he's personally distributing to you Mahaprasad. Imagine the good fortune of these devotees. Worth the walk. In the previous year, everyone had his own particular residence, and the same residences were again offered. Then they all went to take rest. This is good management. You always do the same thing the same way. Don't reinvent it every year. Even Brahma, it's mentioned in third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam that the way the universe was before, that's the way it's created again. Brahma doesn't say, last time they made the planets round, this time we could make them square or triangular. Just does everything the same way according to the blueprint. For 4 continuous months, yes, it was 4 months, all the devotees remained there and enjoyed chanting the Hare Krishna mantra with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is what they were doing. They came, they reached, and then what to do? Chant Hare Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy. It was Prabhupada's message. So when the devotees joined Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, kirtan, 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 kirtan. Kirtan Vilas. Kirtan Vilas means kirtan pastimes. It wasn't simply Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, but they were enjoying, relishing the holy name. As in the previous year, they all washed the Gundicha temple when the time for Rath Yatra arrived. The inhabitants of Kulin Gram delivered silken robes to Lord Jagannath, and as previously, they all danced before the Lord's car. After dancing a great deal, they all went to a nearby garden and took rest beside a lake. So these are the same pastimes that have been described for the previous year, but they don't become hackneyed. They don't become old. They don't become, we did this last year. The pastimes of the Lord, although repetitive, are always new, always fresh. Srila B.R. Sridhar Maharaj explained this one time by saying that every morning you take your breakfast, but every morning you find it tasty. No one says, oh, breakfast again. Every morning you approach it with fresh eagerness. When's breakfast? So these pastimes of the Lord, they, again, the devotees took part as they had the previous year. A Brahmin named Krishnadas, a resident of Rardesh and a servant of Lord Nityananda's, was a very fortunate person. It was he who filled a great water pot and poured it over the Lord while he was taking his bath. The Lord was greatly satisfied by this. We saw in Srila Prabhupada's time that different devotees would just take the initiative to do something to serve Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada would be pleased. The remnants of food offered to the Lord at Balagandhi then arrived in great quantity, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees all ate it. As in the previous year, the Lord, with all the devotees, saw the Rath Yatra festival and the Hira Panchami festival as well. So that's just summarized here because he's described it elaborately before. Advaita Acharya then extended an invitation to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and there was a great rainstorm connected with that incident. All these episodes have been elaborately described by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. Then one day, Srivas Thakur extended an invitation to the Lord. The Lord's favorite vegetables were cooked by Malini Devi, Srivas Thakur's wife. She devotedly considered herself a maidservant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but in affection, she was just like a mother. All the chief devotees, yes, actually the this love for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was expressed by Malini Devi in that way, that she thought of herself as a maidservant of the Lord, but her affection was in the mood of a mother cooking for the Lord and serving the Lord in that way. Actually, everyone's relationship with the Lord is servant. Ekala Yishar Krishna or Sapritya. Everyone is servant of Krishna. That's our eternal identity. And then that, for the pure devotees, the spontaneous devotees, that engagement of service or that program of service expresses itself in a particular way, a parental relationship, friendly relationship, whatever that may be, that automatically comes. But whatever the relationship, the basis is service. Therefore, no one can have a relationship with the Lord while still, or no one can perfect a relationship with the Lord while still aspiring for sense gratification. They'll think of how to get sense gratification from the Lord. So that's not the mood of pure devotional service. Anyavilashita shunyam. Pure devotional service means no other business but just to please the Lord. And then in that mood, everything will be revealed. Any questions, comments? Very briefly, there was some dog that sort of kicked in with the party. We saw that on our own padayatra at Prabhupada Centennial time, that sometimes some animal would pick up with the party and just become attracted to the association of the devotees. And sometimes we've seen also that some animal, you know, whenever there's Bhagavatam class or wherever there's kirtan, the animal also will listen, sometimes more attentively than the devotees. So then we take it that this, although in the body of an animal, this much must be some special soul who's performed devotional service in a previous life. So some dog picked up with the party, and Shivananda Sen was seeing that the dog got prasadam and got past the tolls, and the of course dogs don't pay tolls, but got onto the boat and got to travel with everyone. And he was providing prasadam. But at some point that dog got kept back, got lost. What happened? Somehow or other he went missing. And Shivananda Sen was actually distressed that what about this dog? He wasn't like the materialistic person, you know, a devotee who's practicing devotional service, but he can't give up his dog. Not like that, but because the dog had, after Shivananda Sen was taking care of all the devotees, he didn't have to do anything. He could have just gone to Puri himself or stayed behind in Navadvip, but he'd undertaken the responsibility for bringing all the devotees successfully to Jagannath Puri to have Lord Chaitanya's darshan. And the dog was also one of the devotees. Vidya vaniya sampanne brahmane gavihashtini shuni chayva shapake cha pandita samadarshana. He didn't make a distinction that he's just a dog. He's also a devotee. He also wants to be with the party. So he was very distressed. The dog somehow was missing. But then when he got to Puri, he saw that the dog had arrived before them and was there in the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with his own hand, was throwing some coconut for the dog to take as prasadam. But then the next day, the dog had completely disappeared. And it's understood that the dog went back to Godhead. The expression is lucky dog. Something else? You're here. Hare Krishna. Yes. Keeping pet dogs at home is not very much recommended. When we're trying to develop love of God, it's not very good to divide our love and at the same time have love of dog. One risks the chance that at the time of death one will remember one's dog and go back to dog head. In the Vedic culture, the dogs are never kept inside one's house. They're considered very unclean. What is the business of the dog after all? Passing stool and so on. Not very exalted company. So they were never allowed in the house. But now, even in Bombay, you see sophisticated westernized Indian people proudly walking their dogs. That means they've become fools. But we see that people who have, sometimes they have no child, they keep a dog and they give their so much affection to a dog. Sometimes they leave their whole fortune to a dog. I had one aunt and uncle who had a French poodle who was, you know, practically the object of their worship. This is not very much recommended. Pet cows. One gets pious credit for keeping pet cows. Keeping pet dogs, I've never heard that you get any punya. Something else? Generally, we're recommended to serve the deity, to give our love and affection to the deity. That tendency is there to love someone, to want to serve someone, to want to have some loving exchange. And people who therefore they make the dog a member of their family and they give their affection to the dog. But actually that affection is being pervertedly manifest. It's really meant for Krishna. And it's misdirected elsewhere. So one is recommended to give one's affection and love to Krishna in the form of the deity. To cook for him, dress him, bathe him, serve him. That will reawaken one's dormant love for Krishna and free one from love of dog and cat and parakeet and goldfish and wife and husband and so on. Anything else? Should we stop here? Now 8:30? What do you have in mind? What's our program? Announce till 9. Okay. Good. All the chief devotees, headed by Chandrasekhar, would extend invitations to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu periodically. At the end of the 4-month Chaturmasya period, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again consulted with Nityananda Prabhu daily in a solitary place. No one could understand what their consultation was about. Then Srila Dvaitacharya said something to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through gestures, and read some poetic passages which no one understood. Seeing the face of Advaitacharya, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled. Understanding that the Lord had accepted the proposal, Advaitacharya started to dance. Would you like to know what these confidential subject matters were about, what Advaitacharya requested and what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu agreed to? Kaviraj Goswami says, no one knew. No one knew what Advaitacharya requested or what the Lord ordered. After embracing the Acharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bade him farewell. So these things are mysterious. No one knows.
the Lord told Nityananda Prabhu, "Please hear me, O holy man, Shripad, holy man. I now request something of you. Kindly grant my request. Do not come to Jagannath Puri every year. Stay in Bengal and fulfill my desire." Purport: the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to spread the only medicine effective in this fallen age of Kali, the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. Following the orders of his mother, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was residing at Jagannath Puri and the devotees were coming to see him. However, the Lord felt that this message must be spread very elaborately in Bengal, and in his absence, there was not a second person capable of doing it. Consequently, the Lord requested Nityananda Prabhu to stay there and broadcast the message of Krishna consciousness. The Lord also entrusted a similar preaching responsibility to Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami. Nityananda Prabhu was requested not to come every year to Jagannath Puri, although seeing Lord Jagannath greatly benefits everyone. Does this mean that the Lord was refusing Nityananda Prabhu a fortunate opportunity? No. One who is a faithful servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must execute his order, even if one has to sacrifice going to Jagannath Puri to see Lord Jagannath there. In other words, it is a greater fortune to carry out Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order than to satisfy one's senses by seeing Lord Jagannath. Sometime in around 1970, the ISKCON Press, the forerunner of the BBT, was situated in Boston on the east coast of America. And we were busy producing some of the first books, Nectar of Devotion, Second Canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Ishopanishad. And at that time, Srila Prabhupada came to America. And he went to San Francisco for the Ratiyatra festival. At that time, there was only one major Ratiyatra festival in America, maybe only one major or minor in America. That was in San Francisco, which Srila Prabhupada had named New Jagannath Puri. They had a very big procession on the beach, Pacific Ocean, and then thousands of people would gather and they'd have big kirtan feast. And Prabhupada was there for the festival. So the press devotees had an idea that they would rent a van and all the devotees would pile in the van, and then we could drive across America, which takes 2 or 3 days if you drive full time, day and night. And then we'd be there for the Ratiyatra and see Lord Jagannath and see Srila Prabhupada, then jump in the van and head back. And so this plan was intimated to Srila Prabhupada, and he said, why should they do that? They should stay there and do their service. They should stay there and do their service. And producing books was more important than satisfying our senses by going to see Srila Prabhupada and taking part in the Ratiyatra festival. Prabhupada had some mission. He wanted to publish these books, and he was more interested in having us do that than and seeing us have a good time or make spiritual advancement by seeing him or seeing the festival. He wanted us to perform this service. Preaching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cult throughout the world is more important than staying in Vrindavan or Jagannath Puri for one's own personal satisfaction. Spreading Krishna consciousness is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Therefore, his sincere devotees must carry out his desire. Prithivite
Prativite ace yata nagaradi gram sarvatra prachar hoibe mor nam. The devotees of Lord Chaitanya must preach Krishna consciousness in every village and town in the world. That will satisfy the Lord. It is not that one should act whimsically for his own personal satisfaction. This order comes down through the parampara system, and the spiritual master presents these orders to the disciple so that he can spread the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is the duty of every disciple to carry out the order of the bona fide spiritual master and spread Lord Chaitanya's message all over the world. Not whimsical personal satisfaction. How can I carry out the order of my spiritual master? And we see this par excellence in Srila Prabhupada's own life. He could have stayed very happily in Vrindavan, where he could have done whatever he might have found pleasing and happy. But he was fixed on carrying out the order of his Guru Maharaj. And therefore this Krishna consciousness movement has been started, and we're all able to take part. Because Srila Prabhupada didn't act whimsically or for his own convenience or satisfaction, but kept the order of his spiritual master in the forefront, made the order of his spiritual master his life and soul. That's what ultimately pleases Krishna, because we're not meant just to please ourselves. I'd like to do that. That was Arjuna's proposal. Nayotya to Govindam. I don't want to fight. This is my grandfather. This is my teacher. This is how could I enjoy after killing all of them? Krishna said, I want you to fight. Well, that's the business of the devotee. Not to do what he wants, but to do what Krishna wants. And what does Krishna want? Krishna wants us to carry out the order of his representative. And specifically, to spread Krishna consciousness, not to keep it bottled up with a small group of people, but spread, 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 spread. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, you can perform a task that even I cannot do. But for you, I cannot find anyone in Gaudadesh who can fulfill my mission there. I'll summarize Srila Prabhupada's purport. He says that Nityananda Prabhu was able to do what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu couldn't do. He stayed in Bengal. He delivered Jagayan Madhai, practically speaking, by his preaching. So what was not possible for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was carried out by Nityananda Prabhu. Similarly, if one is true to Gaura Nithai's service in the disciplic succession, he can even excel Nityananda Prabhu's service. This is the process of disciplic succession. Nityananda Prabhu delivered Jagai and Madhai, but a servant of Nityananda Prabhu, by his grace, can deliver many thousands of Jagais and Madhais. That is the special benediction of the disciplic succession. One who's situated in the disciplic succession can be understood by the result of his activities. This is always true so far as the activities of the Lord and his devotees are concerned. Prabhupada goes on to say that Krishna likes to give credit to his own devotees. He engaged Arjuna in fighting and killing all the enemies. He engaged
Hanuman in vanquishing Lanka, finding Sita, vanquishing Lanka. If we simply follow Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions and follow in the footsteps of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, this Krishna consciousness movement can advance, and even more difficult tasks performed can be performed by the preachers remaining faithful to the service of the Lord. It means wonderful things can be accomplished. It's not that Srila Prabhupada did the last wonder. There are more wonders still to be accomplished. Prabhupada one time said that it's already done. Prithivityachi yata nagaradi gram. So it's already decided that the movement will spread in every village and town. Prabhupada said, now all you have to do is preach and take the credit. He said, otherwise someone else will take the credit. Nityananda Prabhu replied, O Lord, you are the life and I am the body. There's no difference between the body and the life itself, but life is more important than the body. By your inconceivable energy, you can do whatever you like, and whatever you make me do, I do without restriction. Prabhupada again explains that the devotee is doing everything by the grace of the Lord, but the Lord wants to give the credit to his devotee. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Nityananda Prabhu and bade him farewell. He then bade farewell to all the other devotees. As in the previous year, one of the inhabitants of Kulingram submitted a petition to the Lord, saying, My Lord, kindly tell me what my duty is, and how I should execute it. What is my duty, and how should I execute it? Prabhu kahe, Vaishnav seva nam sankirtan, dvi kara shigra pabe Sri Krishna cholan. You should always engage yourself in the service of the servants of Krishna and always chant the holy name of Krishna. If you do these two things, you will very soon attain shelter at Krishna's lotus feet. What are those two things? Chant Hare Krishna and serve the lotus feet of the devotees of Krishna. That's all we have to do. Serve the devotee and chant the holy name. So then that inhabitant of Kulingram said, please let me know who is actually a Vaishnav. If I'm supposed to serve a Vaishnav, who is a Vaishnav? And what his symptoms are? Understanding his mind, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled and gave the following reply. Krishna nam nirantar yahar badane she vaishnav shreshta paja tahar chorane. A person who is always chanting the holy name of the Lord is to be considered a first-class Vaishnav. And your duty is to serve his lotus feet. Always chanting the holy name. Srila Prabhupada has an extended purport here discussing the nature of first class, second class, and third class devotees. This is discussed in the Nectar of Devotion, in Srimad Bhagavatam, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, and in Upadeshamrita. nectar of instruction, first class, second class, and third class devotees. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that any Vaishnav who is constantly chanting the holy name of the Lord should be considered to have attained the second platform of Vaishnavism. Such a devotee is always superior to a neophyte devotee who has just learned to chant the holy name of the Lord. A neophyte devotee simply tries to chant the holy name, whereas the advanced devotee is accustomed to chanting and takes pleasure in it. Such an advanced devotee is called a Madhyam Bhagavata, which indicates that he has attained the intermediate stage between the neophyte and the perfect devotee. Generally, a devotee in the intermediate stage becomes a preacher. A neophyte devotee or an ordinary person should worship the Madhyam Bhagavat, who is a Vaya medium. Very interesting that the verse speaks about a first-class devotee, Vaishnava Shrestha, the best of the devotees. And here Srila Prabhupada immediately begins saying that the person who always chants Hare Krishna is a Madhyamadhikari. And beyond that, he gives great importance to the Madhyamadhikari because the Madhyamadhikari preaches. And the Madhyamadhikari is worshipable because he serves as a Vaya medium to Krishna. Something to think about. But a neophyte devotee, here, and what's the difference between a neophyte and an advanced devotee? The neophyte chants because that's what he's supposed to do. 16 rounds, he chants his 16 rounds, he fulfills his duty, he's very good. But an advanced devotee has a taste for chanting. He likes to chant. He looks forward to chanting. He gets some realization from chanting. And that enthusiasm spills over and he wants to spread chanting to others. That's different from the person who's simply been told, well, this is the practice and this is what you have to do, and every time you finish 108 beads, then you pull down one of the counter beads and then you go the other way and you chant, and when you finish 16, then you're done, but you have to finish those 16 no matter what. Alright, I have to finish this. That's one thing, but to relish and appreciate the chanting of the holy name, to always be chanting the holy name. Nirantar means without, not sometimes, but sometimes I'm Krishna conscious and sometimes I'm Maya conscious. Always Krishna conscious, Nirantar. Any other questions? Yes. Hold on one second. This thing, if we pull this off of it, pull this off of it, it's here, and travel. Special delicate ISKCON microphones.